Where are we right now in terms of other data sets looking at rituximab maintenance, and how do you think it all comes together right now at this point?
So the other study that was presented was a study from the Gila. This was a randomized trial of a regimen AC-ACE versus AC-VBP. The AC-VBP regimen is the standard French dose-intense regimen for younger patients. And this was a study specifically for younger patients with high and high intermediate risk disease according to the International Prognostic Index. And what this study did is patients were randomized to the two induction arms, and the answer is there is no difference between the two induction arms. Then patients who were responding and achieved a CR or PR received high-dose therapy and autologous stem cell transplant, and then following transplant were randomized to Rituxan versus no Rituxan. And in this study, there was an improvement in progression-free survival in those patients who received the Rituxan maintenance. But again, you have to remember that the induction did not include rituximab. They are going on to look at this question, but adding rituximab as part of the induction. So I think where we are today in large cell lymphoma is that rituximab should be added to initial chemotherapy, CHOP-based for the older patient, probably CHOP for most other patients, though, and there's controversy about more intensified therapy. And that should be used, and rituximab maintenance really does not appear to have an important role. Whereas I think we've seen data from multiple trials to suggest that in indolent lymphoma, particularly follicular lymphoma, maintenance rituximab improves progression-free survival very significantly and is on the border of demonstrating an overall survival advantage.